to me, members who have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the group this morning, and we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A 1-1 week for you guys. An exciting win last Thursday at the buzzer, winning 73-72 over James Madison, but then a loss on the road Saturday at Elon, 71-62. Kind of give me your take on those two games last week.
Well, pretty good synopsis of our season, really. A little up and down, a little erratic, a little inconsistent in what we do, and I think even within the James Madison game, we were up and down a little bit, but, you know, I think James Madison's one of the more physical teams in the league, probably along with Towson, and also one of the more experienced teams in the league. They play almost nothing but seniors and juniors, and so a good win for us at home. It's, you know, I think another one-possession CAA game, which is something we all have come to expect, and a good win there. And down at Elon on Saturday, played a good first half, and you know, pretty good shape at halftime, up 8 or 10, I believe, and then played a very poor second half and ended up losing by 8 or so. So up and down. Elon's playing very well. You know, I think probably, you know, close to the peak as a team right now, and there's a good feel about their team and something we're trying to capture with our guys.
You talked, as you mentioned at the outset, about the inconsistency from this group. Is there, I'm sure there's something you're searching for, but how is it something you can fix, and have you been able to put your finger on why it's happening?
No, I really haven't. I mean, we've tried hard. We've talked a lot about it, and you know, I think it really comes down to more than anything, just consistent effort and consistent concentration of what you're trying to do. And you know, our practices have been up and down, so as a result, our games are up and down a little bit. As I told the players, we shouldn't be surprised, because we, you know, we're a little bit inconsistent in the way we approach practice as well. So we have plenty of time to finish this thing the right way. I mean, I don't know that the schedule's ever in your favor in the CAA, but we are at least getting home here for a while. You know, I think 7 of our last 9 games have been on the road, and we've got 4 straight home games. So it's something we need to take advantage of, and it gives us a little bit of an opportunity to get a run going if we can.
We're with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that force possible.
And your first question is from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
I got on just a tad late, so I apologize if you addressed this earlier, but you were talking about the toughness issue following the Elon game. I was curious, is there anything you can do in practice for that? I mean, or is that just something that comes from inside?
The inconsistency? I missed your first statement, Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
What did you ask about?
The toughness thing you were talking about
after
the Elon
game.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, is that anything you can work on at practice, or is that just something that has to come from inside the players?
No, I think you can improve it. I think, you know, some kids are naturally tougher than others, but I think you can improve it, and we've shown moments of great toughness. I mean, I think, for example, the James Madison game, to out-rebound that team shows a certain level of toughness, clearly. And I thought we displayed some the first half at Elon, and then we didn't play with the same spunk, the same fire, the bounce to us the last 20 minutes, and it cost us. So that's our issue, is just trying to find a way to be a little more consistent. Every team's up and down. Every team's up and down a little bit, but we need to find a way to be a little more consistent in what we do.
Tony, one of the guys that certainly gave you a nice lift off the bench last week was Paul Rowley, career-high 14 points against James Madison and 8 in the game against Elon. And this season is, I believe, the first time in his career he's really gotten significant playing time. And talk about what he brings to your team and the week he had last week for you.
Yeah, he played real well for us. In fact, we probably would have started him in the Elon game, but he missed Friday's practice because of a leg injury that occurred late in the James Madison game. But he's played well for us. he's a really, really fine shooter of the basketball, and has worked on improving the other aspects of his game and starting to rebound better for us, and that's really important. So really, really big plus for us, and, you know, we hope that will continue for Paul.
He was one of the keys to what was a strong performance from your reserves, your bench guys, 50 points off the bench in the two games last week. I know that you went to them early in the second half in that game against JMU. Talk about what they've brought to you, and are you able to play a little bit different style, or what have those guys brought when they've come into the game?
Well, I think what they've brought to us is a little more energy, you know, when they step on the floor. We substituted all five early in the second half of the JMU game, and even their coach talked about how the energy changed on the floor. And we want our first group, our more talented group, to bring that same level of energy to the game, and it will really help us as a ball club. But I think that's the biggest thing, the energy, the excitement for the game, and it was really nice to see. I really congratulate those guys. Proud for them.
You guys, as you mentioned, open this homestand this week. Delaware coming in on Thursday, and then UNCW on Saturday. It's Delaware in their first season under Martin Inglesby. I don't know how much of a chance you've had to take a look at them, but what changes have you seen with their team under his leadership?
You know, really, I've paid them very little attention to date, which is true of every team we play. Only that we have one assistant coach that has seen every game they play, and then starting tomorrow, I'll watch them a great deal. But right now, Monday and Tuesday is all about William and Mary. We all about trying to make our team better, and then late today, I will start preparation for Delaware, and obviously they're good enough to beat anybody in this league. I mean, I think we've seen that, and I think I heard Joe mention that there are one or two teams that have sort of separated themselves from the pack a little bit, and I think everything else is a toss-up right now. So it's a game we'll be ready for, and we better be ready for.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for taking time here with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.